Blog Talk Radio.
All in God's hands. all in God's hands. They talking about remote viewing and that kind of stuff. We talk about remote viewing, tell some stuff that's been going on. And we talking about remote viewing tonight. And we talking about cousin over with the ancestors. And as we talk about what's going on with the ancestors, we talking about what's happening. What's been going on. So some of the things it's all in God's hands. People voting and all that, that's good. But I I want you to, scripture I want you to read. And those that I was up early this morning, we did the, we watched the lunar, blue moon, lunar, all that. We seen the planets lined up. And then we seen it, give out calls from people, talk to some people about it. They seen it. Miriam, God bless you. I didn't call you back, Miriam, because I was busy. And girl, I hope you did your water. Like I told you, do your water. And we had a good time. This morning, I was up about 4 or 5 o'clock. We watched the moon and we watched the eclipse. And I think that was what was happening. It was God cleaning the earth. You know, when you have to mop your floor, God was mopping up some evil. God turns some stuff around. And he's giving your mind a shot of heal. Thank God for that tonight. This is Tuesday night, covered with ancestors. And also, people are voting. They're going out to vote, and somebody going to win, somebody going to lose. But the only winner is God. Now, hear what I'm saying? Cause this country to have to repent what it's doing, and as it repent, doors will open up. Yes, repent. Get to turn from your wicked ways. There is nothing that's better not that stuff you can do as soon as you cut down. Now, what I'm saying tonight, people going to vote, and our ancestors couldn't vote, and they were hung, lynched, and all that on the spiritual side tonight. We have people that is gifted clairvoyant. They're gifted prophets. If you man your prophet, if you woman your prophetess, you got the gift from God. And some people is clairvoyant. That means they see they understand. My thing is you. If you understand that, thank you for you. Follow our ancestors. Earlier, the bishop, what the show about is crossing over with the ancestors. See, God told Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God of your ancestors. So you do what I said. So you got to understand. And my grandmother just tell me, the living don't know what the dead is doing, but the dead know what the living doing. Okay? I share that. And I want to talk tonight about a little stuff that we can share with you. When we talk about these things, we have to understand what God wants us to do and God, where God wants us to be at. Tonight, let me see, I got the scripture here. I'm just looking at this scripture. I didn't get back to you. But I will get to you. But I was a little busy over in Gary. We had to do a little stuff over in Gary. And seeing some people. Thank you. God, I really thank God for it all. It's a loss of spirit. You know, we just left Halloween. That's a pagan holiday. Now we're jumping into Thanksgiving. We're jumping out of Thanksgiving to Christmas. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you might not like. We are planning on a boycott of Christmas. And what I mean by that, you have to be able to save your money. Black folk, they got over $2, $6 trillion worth of money. We go to mall and buy cars and all this stuff. If you save your money and get together and do some things, trillion flow, you're going to get rich because you're already walking in richness. Because they had a conference in Washington over the weekend. It was about reparations. And was brought out all the reparations that were given to other races. It never been given to the black man. The thing is, we have to go back to Washington or to a nation. I repent, God. I believe what I'm saying. And we go to Washington, we want our money. That's what we want. The money that owed to us, that's what we want. And that money that owed to us, that's what we want. That money that we owe, that owed to us, the currency. Now, on this tonight, I was looking at Job 22. I was just coming by my past and I looked at it. But I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a way that every door will open up for you. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. More time, Mary, read the 23rd number song. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David was a man after God's own heart. David repented to God because he had messed up. And some of you messed up. You don't want to repent. But you got to repent to God for God to give you the blessing that you need. Now, I want to say to your sister John, called. When I go to real estate, John, you want to know, is your ancestors and really your mama and your grandmother are pleased with how you're doing? And I told you I'm going to tell you on the show that your mother says she wants you to continue read Psalms 86 and Psalms 42. She told me to tell you that don't let nothing upset you. You complete your medical school, and you know you wanted to change, but if you're already in it, you stay in it. I share. Now, what I'm saying tonight to many of you, prayer changes things. When I go to the spiritual world, sometimes your ancestors are the angels. See, Jesus said, this is Jesus. If you haven't been here, our brother would have died. He was all preaching. And she said, and he told Mary and Martha, where your brother at? Did he land up on Boot Hill or whatever hill he's in? Jesus, I don't know where he at. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus had been dead for 3 days. But this is what had to happen. When Jesus could have said, everybody dead come out the grave, he called Lazarus to come forth. Now, this is what you know. And Michael is the angel that called people. Gabriel is the angel of resurrection. And when Jesus said, Lazarus come forth. Gabriel had to go get him. And Michael had to start somebody else getting out the grave because all of them could have came. But Lazarus came after being dead for 3 days. Now, what I'm saying to you, some of you have dead spirits. Some of you janky, messed up, You don't get yourself back on track. Because, you know, wages and sin, death, that give God eternal life. And when you do evil, you got to repent. And when you're around people that doing evil, my grandmother said, when you're a bird and you flock together, all bad birds flock together. So what I'm saying to you, as we cross over our chairs, you have access to tonight. It's all in God's hand. Now, if it's in God's hand, you ain't got to give more about it. You ain't got to cry about it. You give it to God. You never need to be fixed, try to fix it. But God can fix it if your heart ain't clean. He said, I take that stony heart and your heart of flesh. If you got the heart of Jesus and you got the spirit of ancestors, you're right. Now, tonight, is tonight I might prophesy to you tonight and give you some of the stuff that's going on that you don't know that's happening. And I want to tell you tonight, ain't nothing too hard for God. Let me say it again. There's nothing too hard for God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your God and my God, ain't nothing too hard for him. But you got to let go and let God. Bishop Ross always said, if God can't do it, it can't be done. Bishop Moses said, give him the way. God is ready. This is wonderful. It's wonderful to know God in times like this. It's wonderful to know God. You open a door for you, and God will help your body, your mind, and soul. And right now, we're in the midst of evil men, evil women. We in the midst of murders and killers because they are possessed by evil spirits. Try to be bad spirits like spirits. Most of them is trapped by evil spirits. You know, the lies that Trump told, the lies that was told about these people. So many people died, they have to die, but a lie killed them. But tonight, I shall say, in the spirit realm tonight, there are spirits that these spirits are demons, and they got cast out in spirit. I was talking to a teacher. The teacher said she went to school to teach the kids. He was so unruly. And she told the kids, y'all sit down. We ain't got to sit down. Okay. So, and he told them, y'all kids, told you, y'all bad at it. And we told them, what's that? Most of them kids are kids that are, they conditions that the mom and dad are on drugs, the mom and dad are alcoholic, crack cocaine, and back a spirit on those kids. And that spirit resonates with those kids. Okay? So that's what happened. Tonight, I want to tell you this. All is well, and it's all in God's hands. Now, I prophesied to you last month. Regina, you was there. I said, Regina, I said, and I think Mary was there. And I said, I think Pearl was listening too. Jerry, you was there. I said, the hurricane that hit Florida gonna come back. A repeat. I said, it's coming back. I think it's on its way back. And the name of it, Cobra, I forget the name of it, but whatever the name is, is hitting Florida again, back to back. That lets you know it got to be some changes taking place within our life. Some changes got to take place to open up some doors. Now, tonight, I'm on a, if somebody tonight got a loved one, the Bible says there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. You know, if you lost a mama, sister, brother, lost a child, and you can't sleep. One lady said she can't sleep since she lost her nephew. I told you, you got to let him go out of your mind and let God handle it. But he said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And when I talk about crossover with the ancestors, I'm talking about going to the spirit realm, seeing what the ancestors are saying, and then how to deal what they have to say to you and for you. Now, I want to say this, some of you don't know, and I'm going to say it, because we're talking about dead folks tonight. Michael Jackson was a musician, and Michael Jackson was a wizard, okay? And what that means, he could play music, he could conquer spirit. And I think Michael was in Detroit. We was in Detroit. Michael Vector, Michael was in Detroit. Michael said, I can't sleep at night. Now, he didn't, you know, he made Man in the Mirror and a whole lot of other hits. ABC, all of that. But when he got on his own, he made Thriller. He conquered all those spirits. And his spirit came to him. And he opened up a hole. A door opened up for them spirits to come out. And what you experienced Halloween was death. Everybody had Halloween in the yard, all that. And the lady asked me, why? Because the pole opened up, and then nobody goes back. And when they came to my house, and they asked Michael, what's the Michael didn't have no job. So they bothered Michael all through his life. Okay. That's why he had to take something to sleep. It's bad. And them demons have you all messed up. And let me tell you, they're real. You know, your past might not talk about them, but they're demon spirits. Invisible. That means you have to call Michael. You have to have David and Archangel. That's why you got to pray. In order to get those demon spirits, they possess children. And they possess their women. I was down in Opelousa, Louisiana. And see, y'all watch TV and y'all think the stuff is this lady's stomach was swollen. And she went to the doctor. The doctor said she wasn't pregnant. But her stomach was swollen. And she came to a service. That Bishop Ross down in Baton Rouge was having. And Bishop Ross told that lady, said, you got a demon in you. and me and Bishop gonna get it out. Now, you know, this is my senior bishop. I got to do what he said, but I wasn't ready to get no demon out of the woman. We had the service that night. People shouted all over the church. Quiet on. I'm sitting there in the pulpit saying, how are we going to get this demon out to myself? Took up an offering. And the bitch just said nothing else about the demon. But the lady sat there, and the lady looked like she was about 4 months pregnant. She was stuck out there. And this woman was about 50. You know, and, you know, most times women get pregnant, they be young women, 20, 30, 35, like that. When you get 50, 60, you know, that's a hard pregnancy. And Bishop got up and he took up an offering and said, we got a ceremony we got to do. I was ready, but Bishop said, we got to do the ceremony. I said, okay. Now, before I finish this, I say, okay, if you got a need for half a minute to plant a seed, go to my website, Duffield Abraham website, and plant your seed for this month. Plant your seed for this month, Joanne. Robert, plant your seed. Curtis, plant your seed. Now, we don't beg you, but we just ask you to plant seed for your needs. And when you plant that seed, something going to happen. When you plant that seed, something going to happen. This, you know, and then if you want to go to my cash out, go to, you put the money sign in Bishop and put three T's, and you go to the cash out, and it'll come right to me quick, fast, and in error. And some of you need to do that because you need some to move this demon spirit off of you. The ancestors already know. So let me get back. The lady took Bishop Ross took up the offering, and Bishop Moe come from Yazoo City, Mississippi. Bishop Moe was there. Bishop Ross was there. And we had a couple of bishops from Texas. They were saved. They said, well, service got out. We got to move this demon that's in this woman, like she's pregnant. Now, I have never experienced that. But I had seen a bishop that knows what was going on. Okay? But my bishop told me, Bishop, you got to do it. Now, I didn't know what he said. You got to do it. And I tell you what to do and when to do it. What we did, back in the church is the graveyard. Back in the church. So some of the mothers of the church and the choir came, went to the back of the church. And this lady, grandmother, was buried back of the church. And the bishop said, go to your grandmother's tomb. The lady went to her grandmother's tomb. And the bishop told her, lay your hand on her headstone. We went to praying. Looked like something was coming down the wood. We went to praying. That's why I let out. And when she hollered, she bled like a hog. I mean, just the blood didn't come out of there. And after that blood came out, something jumped up and ran across the grave. Good God Almighty. Then she fell out. So they brought her back to the church. And they had to wash her down because she bleeding. Her stomach had gone all the way down. I said, Bishop, what was that? That was a demon eating her blood. How did she get that demon? She walked over at the wrong place. Now, demons is real, people. And you don't believe a demon can get in your children. Demons can make you sick. Demons can give you cancer, high blood sugar. You got to rebuke them demons and get them demons out of you, out of my own room. Thank you, Tammy. Okay. Now, I see I got two hands up. Okay, that want to ask a question. 4817, what you want to ask? Now, demons don't stay with you. If you go, you can get somebody that's anointed. You can get healed. Demons come out of you at the same time. Okay? So it is demon spirit. So it's spirit that drinking demons, alcohol demons, killing demons. It's demons out of you. You got to know how to get rid of these demons. Because demons will come that take you over.
Yes, I have.
So, do you rest in your house now?
Yes.
Do you feel a demon in your house?
And no, not
demon
now.
Is a spirit. It's invisible. It's some words you got to say to dismiss that demon. Okay? Now, I got the Ark of the Covenant, and the demon cannot come around the Ark of the Covenant. If you got the Ark of the Covenant, that demon can't stay there. Because that's the power of God. I know one lady, she had doors slamming, and we took the Ark of the Covenant and put it in her house. No more. So if you having that problem, call me, and we'll take care of it. We'll send something to you where you sit up in your house. Once you put it in the house, all over the house, it's covered the whole house. Ark of the Covenant, cover the whole house. Anything else you want to ask? But how to get rid of a demon, you got to save your house, keep your Bible open, and if people come in, see, if a demon come into your house now, and you got the Ark of the Covenant, they can't stay. They ain't going to stay. They're going to leave. They can't stay when the Ark of the Covenant is present. See, that's the presence of God. I mean, God is there, and they can't stay there. Now, I feel that it might be a demon come and go, but I get what you need. Take care of it for you. Ashe. Now, is anybody else? Let me see. Is anybody else got a, okay, 38, 8138, let me see. Yes. Do you feel you got a demon in your house?
No.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you this, Em. Have you experienced a demon before?
No.
Well, I want to differ with you. You've been around a lot of demons. You just didn't know it. Okay. So that's like that, see. Sometimes you don't know how demons react. Okay. Sometimes when them demons react, They take you out, okay? So, and sometimes you're talking, demons don't want to hear you talk. Hey, shut up. You know what you're talking about. The demon spirits, see, the answer to control the demon spirits. And the demon spirits, okay, I'm going to 41, okay? We crossing over with the ancestor, okay. Now, 9141, have you experienced demons?
No.
Have you experienced demons in your house?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Have you seen a demon?
No. No.
Okay. Have your mother came to you in the spirit realm?
No.
Have you dreamed about him?
Yeah, I have dreamed about him.
Well, that means that she come to you.
Oh, really?
She's in the spirit realm, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to tell you what she said when she come to me. For you to get yourself together and make sure you got everything that you need, all the kind of medicine that you need for the kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ask them all that. Okay. You can call me back later on. I can tell you what else is happening. 0377. Psalms 22 and Psalms 10 for you to read. Some doors will open up for you quick, fast, and in hurry. Now, the reason I'm telling you, if you believe in the Bible, you got to understand there's evil spirits, that means the threat not thyself of evil doers, those evil spirits. They try everything, but if you're strong in the Lord, St. Matthew 6:13 says, seek first the kingdom of God. That means that you act like God is to seek first the kingdom of God and all the other stuff. Most of these preachers, they preach prosperity ministry. They don't preach about being healed. They preach about getting a car, getting some money. So people go to church for prosperity. You're supposed to go to church for healing. You're supposed to go to church to repent. You're supposed to go to church to glorify God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. That's what David said. And David was a man after God's own heart. And David was Jesse's baby boy. And David took care of the sheep and killed lions, okay? So let me get in. Mary, I want you to read the 23rd number Psalm for us. You know, we're getting ready. This is the 11th month. We're getting ready for Christmas, getting ready for Thanksgiving and all that other stuff. And you got to keep yourself up, because sometimes cut the TV off, cut the radio off, and open your Bible and read. Well, if the demon won't attack you, they can't attack you. Now, the demon get in people. You go to store, they want to fight. You go to store, they want to steal. And you know, you got to put the full armor of God on before you go out. Okay, read 23rd on Psalm, Mary.
If after the 20th of September, sitting in talks would be impossible with Russian President Vladimir Putin in power, although he is signaling a change, so as he is sticking with his preconditions for talks, may include the return of Ukraine's occupied lands and compensation for war damages, likely not starters for Moscow. A new health report shows an alarming uptick in hospital admissions for eating disorders from the spring of 2020.
I want to say to you tonight that are listening, this is Cosmo with the ancestors now. I told some people some stuff. If you got a problem, I want to tell you, the lady asked me, did her uncle leave some money? Okay. And this young lady in Baton Rouge, okay. I want to tell you, Sister Don, your uncle left some money in the house. Okay. You still living in the house? Well, that's good. I want you to go to where his bed was at. And if you go to where his bed at, is that bed where he was sleeping at still there? Now, I want to ask you, do every night come in the house? They do. Now, when you hear that crooked chirping, if he chirps under that bed, you take that flow up under that bed, you're going to find a little box. That box got some silver coins in it. And when you get it, call me and let me know. But before you do that, you read Psalms 100 and read Psalms 37. Okay? And once you open your Bible to that Psalm. Now, I don't want you to do that right now. We'll just wait till the full moon, move that bed. Look, no, you can't get your son to do it or your daughter. And you can't get your boyfriend to do it. This is something you got to do, because their spirit ain't right to do it. Okay? So you got to do it. And call me. I'm going to tell you what to anoint your body with to do it. Because if you don't do right, you can't get it. It'll disappear. It's down. And he's been coming to you in the last year. He's been coming to you sitting in a chair. Now, Let me tell you something. He'd be sitting in the chair by that bed. Okay? Okay? That's why he come to that chair. He wants you to get it. Okay? You're going to get it. When you get it, just send a seat to the minister. God bless you. Now, I just want to say, okay, let me go to Pearl. Well, last night we had the eclipse. Pearl, did you set your water up?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You ain't pulled it out yet, have you?
Uh-huh.
Well,
no, I haven't.
Let it stay tonight and you pull it out. Let me tell you. See, the eclipse, it got dark. All the planets got in a single file. Venus, Mars, so it got black dark. When it got black dark, it was wiping out all evil. Now, when it clear back up, you're going to hear about storms, floods. Already they got a hurricane coming down the Mississippi, and some part of Texas is flooding, and some part of Mexico, they got earthquake. So after what that eclipse was cleaning up the earth from all the germs and all the sickness, okay, that's what the eclipse was doing. So what you do in the morning when you get up, take that water and throw it out. Now, when I ain't talking about throw it through, take that water and throw it out, fix it, and because you read them scriptures over it. So anything negative in your house, that water took it. And when you throw it out, just like that. What happened with that? And read Psalms 91. Thank you, Dan, for you. Now, as we cross over with the ancestors, I shall say, see, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Solomon, and Jeremiah, these are prophets of God. And God instructs them what to do. God will instruct you what to do. You got this. Now, I'm up in the, let me see something. Thank you, kind spirit. Where we at? Okay. Thank you. I have Brother White on there. Now, Brother White coming to Chicago from y'all people in Chicago, and we're going to run a healing service and a prophetic service. I was telling a lady, a politician, I was telling an alderman that he was coming to town, okay? I was telling Brother Eddie he was coming to town. So we're getting ready. I hope you talk to Sister Coleman too, because she need to be listening. Feel to me, she need a healing. And we have to go in prayer and break them demons that's around her away from her. See, Brother Coleman came to me and said in the chair, said, Bishop, you and Brother White go see about my mama. Go see about my wife because they're holding her hostage. And they want to say she ain't qualified, that she got dementia. This was because they want everything. So it's an inner fight going on with the family. But Brother White, that, and you can't talk it on the phone, you got to be there and put her open it up. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, 8130, I see your hands up. Let me see. Okay, your hands up. 8138, your hands up.
Yes, but you told me to read.
Okay, come on, read 1/3 number 5.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
When you were talking, Mary, your mother came and sat on the side of the bed and smiled. Okay? And sometimes Pearl into your room and she just come and walk through there and then she leaves. Okay? That's for both of y'all. Brother White, I'm going to Brother White. Brother White, I got a prophecy for you tonight. The spirit of your ex-wife, of your wife, came through.
Uh-huh.
And when she came, she said, you're doing all right, but you can't entrust too much with your family members because they ain't going to understand the gift that God has put on you. Okay? Okay? The gift that God has gave you, your family going to be the last one to embrace it. So don't try to break. They're going to say you're crazy.
Let me speak,
that her spirit been coming to you because the anointing is on you strong than it ever been this year. And she told me to tell you, told healing, whatever you're going through, you're going to be all right. Thank you. Now,
let me speak to what you've been talking about. God, when I was called to prophecy, Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39, that which says, wherefore brethren covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. God revealed to me some things. Mark chapter 6, verse 4, it says, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, among his own kin, and in his own house. So I received what you were saying in that respect. So he has prepared me for that. Now, I want to say some things about what you have been saying tonight about the people getting themselves together. See, the Lord says, be strong in him and in the power of his might. He tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I won't quote the whole thing, but I may end up quoting it, but the first verse, the fourth verse of the seventh chapter says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now, if you don't understand what he's saying there, you're not going to really be where you should be, really. But he goes on to say, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now, if you go ahead and read that chapter, he says, we're troubled on every side, not in distress, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, not destroyed. Always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in this mortal body. Now, you got to figure out, you have to go to God to be strong in him and in the power of his might. You got to go to God and ask him, who is the earthen treasure that he had put in us? And the only way you're going to figure that out is that you have to go back to us to salvation. When we confess Jesus Christ as the Lord of our life, he comes into our life, and what he does is he takes the old stony heart out, and he puts a new heart in us, a new spirit. He puts in that new heart. Now, you got to figure out what does that spirit entail? If you go to Proverbs 8:12, it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and give knowledge for wit and invention. Now, the spirit that he put in you is our wisdom. But you got to understand that I is the person, I is me, and wisdom is him. And our wisdom is the one, when you first confess Jesus Christ, our wisdom is the still small voice that you hear. because you're not your babe in Christ. As you increase your knowledge in Christ, you become a faith walker. Well, a faith walker is a walker that listens to the inner man, is what he's known to you then, and the soul man. But usually the soul man does not have the mind of Christ. So the devil interferes with the mind through the five senses. And when the inner man is talking to you, you don't really realize that that's the Son of God who is receiving information from God by way of the Holy Spirit to him, and he's relating it to the soul man. But since the soul man is so involved with hearing, smelling, seeing, touching, and feeling, he does not really realize that that who's talking to him is God through God's Son, our wisdom in him. But now, when you study the Bible and get involved with scriptures like Hebrew, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, you start asking God, who is this urgent vessel? And you realize that he's telling you that the everything to correct has to be of God, but it's got to be by you. Our wisdom in you, the inner man hearing, the inner man at that point hearing our wisdom and becoming a wisdom walker. Understanding, once you understand that wisdom is God, wisdom is what God's word says, the word of God is the knowledge of God. And if when you come to the point where Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Then the fear of the Lord in 9:8, Proverbs, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Now, once you understand that the knowledge of the holy is understanding, that's equal to God. And you ask yourself, it took me 7 months, I just said that let you know, I mean, how I am. How is it that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, which is the word, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? Since those two things are equal to the same thing, he finally figured out when I saw, I think it's in Proverbs 2:3 or 4, somewhere around there, where God speaks wisdom out of his mouth. So the words that when God speaks, when you read the Bible and you speak the word of God, you're speaking wisdom. And when you speak wisdom, now when you go back to Proverbs 8:12 and 2, and you see what God is telling you, and then he goes on to tell you I hate wrongdoing, that's God telling you that you our wisdom. If you listen to our wisdom, and go ahead and read Proverbs chapter 8, start with chapter 8, verse 12, and read on to the end of it, you'll see that our wisdom is the man that he's telling you, you should decree things in the name of our wisdom. Let your soul mind become the mind of Christ, as it tells you in 1 Corinthians 2:12, where it says, who has known the mind of the Lord that the Lord may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, once you speak those scriptures, your soul man mind is going to become the mind of Christ, which is going to line up with whatever our wisdom talks to the soul man about. Your soul man mind is going to end up with him, and he's going to let you know that, see, the Bible tells us if I speak in an unknown tongue, my spirit, inner man, is talking to God for me, where the devil can't interfere with it. So the soul man and the our wisdom man become like adopted brothers.